A trampoline park, which will be hit by a 5-hour power cut, has been forced to cancel children's party bookings and could lose £2,000 in business. High Altitude on Whiffler Road, Norwich, is one of 14 businesses which will be without electricity for 5 hours, while UK Power Network carries out maintenance work in the area. The power cut means the business will be forced to close for safety reasons and has had to cancel 6 children's parties at short notice, leaving dozens of youngsters and parents disappointed. Fran Habits, Managing Director of High Altitude, said she only found out about the power cut when a letter was delivered to her business. She said, I quote, "There was no consultation or discussion about the outage, so I've got a couple of unhappy customers. We've called UK Power Networks, asking them to supply a generator, but there's no compensation. There's no understanding." Miss Habit said the temporary closure could cost the business between £1,500 and £2,000 and said calling parents to cancel bookings had been hard. "It's a really difficult conversation to have," she said. "In the 4.5 years of operating the business, we have never cancelled or rescheduled a party because we were all very careful and we know how important it is for the kids and the parents." Duff Morgan Citroen will be open for business, but only meeting and greeting customers because of no lights or computers.
Norfolk's biggest libraries accidentally revealed the latest chapter in its success story. It is the best in Britain. Norwich Millennium Library issued 950,000 books last year, more than any other library in the country, according to statistics from the Chartered Institute of Public Finance and Accountancy. It's also the 6th most visited library in the country. The figures were to be released in due course, but the library accidentally shared the results early on Facebook, and the post has since been removed. It's not the first time that the library has scooped top spot when it comes to issued books. In the Facebook post, the library wrote, "We're thrilled to announce Norwich Millennium Library has again scooped the top position for the most issues over the year in UK libraries. We'd like to say a huge thank you to everyone who borrows books, films and music, and for everyone who participates in our many events and makes the library the amazing community hub that it is."
The bosses of the Strangers Coffee Company have opened their 4th venue in Norwich, and this time in the entrance to Castle Quarter. A new pop-up has opened in the shopping centre in the back of the inns, opposite video game store Game, and in a unit once occupied by Sock Shop. The new venture marks the 4th outlet for Strangers, which recently opened a new cafe opposite John Lewis in All Saints Green, in addition to their existing venues in the Lanes, with a roastery in Dove Street and cafe in Pottergate.
Hundreds queued in the cold to get into the new bigger and better Primark store in Haymarket, which opened its doors after 2 years of building work. And the retail giant, which does not sell online, marked the opening with an empowering speech from its UK sales boss on how it's making great strides to be more environmentally responsible as well as protecting its workers abroad. Philippa Nibbs, sales director for the UK South and East, marked the opening, the 189th UK shop and 376th globally, by talking about how Primark had now extended its range of clothing made from sustainable cotton. It was also involved in training cotton growers in India and monitoring their working conditions. "We now have 110 experts sourcing from factories abroad, conducting more than 3,000 factory audits a year," she told the staff, gathered to welcome in customers. "Primark wants working conditions to be safe and we want to act responsibly." She also spoke of a 3-year partnership with UNICEF, with Primark investing $6 million in the children's charity. She declared the store open together with manager Lee Chittock, both cutting a ribbon to the cheers of staff. The new Primark is twice as big as the old one, on three floors and with a beauty salon offering nail, lashes and brow treatments. Women's wear and the beauty salon are on the ground floor, with lingerie, sleepwear and children's wear on the first floor, and men's wear and the home section on the top floor.
Champion of champions, Connie Adam, is proudly taking on new challenges and inspiring others as she celebrates her 92nd birthday. Connie, from Norwich, has achieved fame through 40 years of world championship fencing, in which she gained more than 140 medals and trophies for Great Britain. While she has decided to give up her world trotting activities, she is proudly keeping active with a range of hobbies, including badminton, aquafit and bridge.
Norwich now has its very own Chamber of Secrets, as a Second World War bunker has been discovered in a city car park. The bunker, which is 2.2 by 7.3 metres in size, was found beneath the car park of Exceed, which rents out office space on Prince of Wales Road. Exceed Chief Executive David Adjozi stumbled across it when he spotted a hole in the ground and enlisted the help of his builders to find out what lay beneath. Mr. Adjozi said, "We acquired this building a couple of years ago, and one day I was looking around the car park and saw a hole in the ground, and being curious, I stuck my finger in it. At first I thought it may be a well, as there was a slight depression, so I started knocking it back and noticed it was deep. I then got the guys to get a sledgehammer, and we found a set of steps after we knocked the tarmac away. I was pretty amazed, as it wasn't on the deeds when we bought it, and there was no reference in any plans. From the age of the bricks, the fact there is a separate exit route and the reinforced concrete ceiling, Mr. Adjozi believes it was built in the late 1930s and used as a bomb shelter in the Second World War. Mr. Adjozi added, "Norwich was bombed, and only up the road, Bolton and Paul used to manufacture parts for aeroplanes, so it's probably used by people working in the buildings in the local area." He is now seeking planning permission from Norwich City Council to convert it into a meeting room for Norwich-based startup Snoop, which is already based in the building and is looking to expand in 2020. The Snoop app, launching in the first half of next year, helps customers access and switch to the best utilities companies and banks with money-saving hints and tips. Scott Mowbray, Chief Communications Officer at Snoop, said, "David spoke to us about the opportunity to expand as we are growing, and he suggested the Second World War bunker, and we jumped at the chance."
And now we have our second feature, which is written by Tony Wenham. A woman deeply affected by her husband's final illness has walked 500 miles to raise money for the Priscilla Bacon Hospice appeal. Your reader is Sarah Lusher.